tiny bubbles.
And we continue our trip down Fool Radio memory lane, time for a Hawaiian detour, Don Ho style.
Now, Don Ho is perhaps best known for his hit song, Tiny Bubbles, from his early days when he performed at his parents' bar to the present day where he performs all over the world. Don Ho continues to entertain audiences everywhere.
That's right, Tom. He appears regularly at the Waikiki Beachcomber Hotel, a place I'd like to be right now in Honolulu. He joins us today from Hawaii Public Radio Studios in Honolulu, Hawaii. Don Ho, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you. Aloha.
Don, you were born in Honolulu. What was your experience with money growing up, since we're a money show?
Never really had money. Didn't need it, you know. Always had food in the ice box. When I was high school, I got paid $1 an hour summertime, go carry lumber or something like that, and doing labor.
When did you first realize you could make a living as an entertainer?
When I started doing music in the bar. When I got out of the Air Force, and my mother's customers were all retired, and the place was empty, so my dad said, go sing or something. The place was packed from day one, you know.
Now, this is our metaphysical question. When did Don Ho become Don Ho?
I tell you what, I became Don Ho when I got too tiresome to sign my name Donald Ho. So I just said, you know, just Don Ho. It was easy to do that.
Now, during your career, where does a singer make most of his or her money? Is it off the live act, the album sales, or are there other business endeavors that come from it?
I think you make most of your money in your live performances. The albums and stuff are good for promoting you around the country.
And is it something that motivated you? I mean, were you looking down and getting excited about the paycheck that you'd be getting from one performance to the next?
I tell you, the fact of the matter is I don't even see the money. I never did handle the money. I have people handling the money for me.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, that was a mistake.
And tell us why. Why was it a mistake?
Well, because the only regret I have is not going to business school and becoming a businessman. It's like being a chef. You're a good chef. And every chef wants to open up a restaurant. They're great chefs, but they don't know how to run a business. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I was, it sat sort of like that. You know, we were very successful, hugely successful, just appearing every night and having a place for the kids to come hang out with us. And we made steady money, being hugely successful. But it took a while for me to get smart.
Now, Don, as someone who is toured so extensively over the course of your career, and you continue to do so, as we mentioned in our introduction, do you ever get tired of it? Do you ever start thinking, you know, if this is Wednesday, it must be Waikiki. Where am I right now? Who are these people? Do I really have to do this again?
No. I'm a kind of guy, I like to work 7 days a week, all day if I have to, because, you know, where I grew up, it kept you out of trouble. And I'm a physical guy anyway. I love labor. I like to work 7 days a week if I can. If I can do it 24 hours, I do that.
Is there a single decision that you can look upon and think that was the smartest investment or smartest decision I ever made?
No, I fool around with stocks and stuff, investment. Yeah, the smartest thing that I did was invest in land, in property, in real estate. That's the smartest thing that I did.
I believe it.
How about looking back over your career, is there a single investment decision you made that you might highlight as your dumbest decision?
Well, the dumbest decision I ever made was not getting a bunch of guys together and buying the hotels in Waikiki, because they were so dirt cheap to some Japanese investors way back when. And, you know, I should have got a bunch of you guys together and bought all them hotels.
You know, if you'd called us up, we would have showed up. I can assure you of that. Yeah. I wish we were that smart ourselves.
We want to close by playing our game Buy, Sell, or Hold. Here's how the game works. We present you with something going on in society, and we ask you, Don, if this were a stock, would you be buying, selling, or holding going forward in one sentence as to why? So you made your film debut in this 1996 movie. So buy, sell, or hold the film Joe's Apartment.
Sell.
And why?
wrong timing, out of that. Lousy acting on my part.
Next one up, if it were a stock, buy, sell, or hold, surfing.
Buy.
Elaborate.
Because it's right now is the biggest thing happening with the young people.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening all over television. It's a kind of spin-off of the skateboard and those kids who do somersaults with snowboards and stuff. Surfing is like the ultimate, you know.
Yeah, you don't hurt yourself as much when you fall.
Buy, sell, or hold the likelihood that we may be able to get Don Ho to sing a bar or two of Tiny Bubbles right now on the Motley Fool radio show.
I'll tell you what, on one condition, you guys repeat after me.
Okay.
Tiny bubbles.
Tiny bubbles.
In the wine.
In the wine.
Make me happy.
Make me happy.
Make me feel fine.
Make me feel fine.
Which one of you guys are flat?
That would be probably me.
Dave,
I'm not sure I can hit the bottom
I
note
can
there.
Now officially say I've met Don Ho, and you, sir, are no Don Ho. You can find more Don Ho at www.donho.com. Don Ho, thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool radio show.
Pleasure, fellas. Tiny